just been the talk in the defensive media rooms this week. I know a lot of guys are, you know, it's going to be a young guy heavy on this next game, so kind of looking forward to Kansas City and, you know, preseason's here. Or I mean, the regular season's here.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you know, it's kind of two different vibes on the – on the team right now. You got a vibe where, you know, you got guys that are, you know, have some sense of security, guys, you know, who are starters, guys who are key contributors. But, you know, the thing about it is we're all still being evaluated, and so we all still have to earn a spot on this team. And so going into this last game, for those of us who will be out there playing, it's imperative for us to continue to show progress. We have to get off to a faster start defensively, to be able to get off the field on third down consistently, and to continue to take advantage of the opportunities that we get. And, you know, with this last game, you know, it's an opportunity for some guys to start their careers. It's an opportunity for some guys to sustain their careers. And so it just kind of depends on what boat you find yourself in. But regardless of whatever boat you're in, you know, you still have to have a positive outlook on it. You know, you still have another opportunity to put out there on tape what you can do and, you know, what value you have. And so it's certainly a great opportunity for anyone who's going to step on that field this Thursday night.
Do you feel like as an NFL career, it kind of comes full circle where you come in the league and you got to prove that you are capable, and then you get to maybe the end of your career, you're proving that you're still capable.
Right.
I mean, it seems like it really is two ends of the spectrum, but really the same thing.
Yeah, certainly. You know, this is a production-based business. You know, you have to be able to hold up and stay healthy. You have to stay productive in the scheme. You have to be a jack of all trades, meaning you have to be able to do not just know your job, but the jobs of the guys around you, be able to contribute on special teams, and just to be able to do whatever's being asked of you to help the team. And so I don't think any of that ever changes. I think as soon as you start to change your mindset, you're going to start to lose a little bit of yourself. And so you have to always stay grounded and stay humble and keep the mindset of you have to go out and prove yourself each and every day.
Discussion been with Ray Horton in the meetings of what's gone well. What do you guys like when you watch film of both practice and those games?
It's just that guys go out there and compete. You know, the thing about it is, you know, we certainly haven't got off to the start that we want. Right now, our biggest issue is to being able to transition from the practice field to the game field. You know, it's a big step. It's a faster pace when you're out there on game day, but the good teams are able to do it and do it well and do it consistently. And so we have to be able to transition better as we go into the season. This is not a game that you have to you can come out slow and wait and see and test the waters. You know, you certainly have to go out there, impose your will, be the tone setters, and be the dictators out there on the field. And so that's one thing we're certainly trying to emphasize this week for the guys who are going to be playing.
How much easier is that transition when you get a full game with to prepare? I mean, are you looking forward to that, hitting that next Monday? I know you guys are probably going to start a little bit, but getting next Monday, you're in a game week where now it's not just about us. We can go out and learn this team to where you're not stepping on the field blind.
Right, certainly. You know, obviously in the preseason there is not a whole lot of game planning, so you're certainly out there just playing technique, concepts, and just playing with what you see. But, you know, when you go into a regular season game, you spend a countless number of hours watching film, studying your opponent, studying their tendencies, going through practices and walkthroughs. And so it's certainly, you know, the test comes at the end of the week, which is the fun part, and it's game day. But, you know, it's certainly a different approach just because you're studying the intricacies of your opponent. You're trying to know them better than they know themselves, and they're doing the same thing for you. So it's more of a chess match in the regular season as opposed to just going out there and just, you know, playing what you see, reacting to what you see. So it's definitely a different mindset, a different approach. But, you know, like I said, for the guys who are going to be playing this Thursday night, our approach is the same, where we're still studying our opponent. We just happen to be looking at Minnesota compared to Kansas City.